I'm gonna mention, for those of you, I know comments, which is a little blue card, if you fill out your name, so we have it for the minutes, and anything that you'd like to discuss. So.
We're good, yes.
Okay, roll call.
Director Chandler?
Here.
Director Cupp?
Here.
Director McIntosh?
Here.
Director Mitchell?
Here.
Director Thompson?
Here.
Okay, we'll stand for Pledge of Allegiance. Stephen, would you like to?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So those wishing to speak on a matter that does not appear on the agenda may do so during this public comment period. And said, please state your name and address. You'll be limited to 3 minutes, and we'll keep the entire public comments to 30 minutes.
Order? Did you record the report out from closed session? If not, if it didn't get on the recording, would you please repeat?
So the report out from closed session is no action taken and only direction to staff.
Thank you.
Okay, so without any public comments? We will move then to our consent items. Any items anyone wishing to poll or any questions on any of our items?
I ask that the prior minutes be signed by Carol Cupp, President. Because the date is going to be approved is today if we approve it.
I think I have a revised copy.
Yep.
Okay. So that's already been changed.
And then on, I think we need a short discussion on item 1D, an explanation on 1D.
I can assist you with that, Paula. So there have been some changes within the accounting software in which has changed the date in which is being billed our billing. So within our quarterly AR aging, you're going to see a difference within the last three quarters due to that. It's the aged invoices with current billing. So the current billing is reflective in the first 30 days. I might have found a solution though with that, and we'll discuss that with you guys moving forward.
Basically, everything prior to the last three graph items
quarters,
are apples, and the last three are apples plus oranges.
And that is correct.
So the first three really reflects overdue receivables.
Yes.
The last three are overdue receivables plus all the fresh billings.
Yes.
So that's
current
what it looks like. So we're not, we didn't drop off a cliff financially.
Yeah. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No.
Glad to hear that. Thank you.
Yes.
So, I think Director Mitchell found, so the graph is this, right? And I don't know how well you can see it, but there's a spike for the last quarters, and it's because of the way that it was reported. It's misleading. That's what the issue is about.
Okay, I was going to say, I actually called Tara, and she also pointed out that in June and December is when we bill for all the vacant lots.
Correct.
So it would naturally be higher, those two different billing periods, but it's, like you said, it's taken into account. Mm-hmm. And I think she said, if I'm not mistaken, that accounts for about $300,000 for just vacant lots?
Yes, okay. On top of the regular residential.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think that gives a little more perspective.
It does, and you could see within the June and December billing.
Okay.
the increase.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had a question on our fire department. Anyone else? Yeah, are you on the police?
No, fire, I'm just pointing out in your paperwork, fire comes before police.
All right. So my question is you mentioned about the Shasta Vista contract. And I actually got a little bit of information that I thought might be helpful. Matt is from a resident who indicated that they actually have more money in their account. I know we were concerned last time about not taking all of their money, but apparently we could go more than we are. And I don't know how that $1,000 a month that we're getting, how it's working out for the amount of calls that we go on with them.
Yeah. I think it's very fair.
Okay.
I think we're ahead. The call volume has gone way down out there.
Okay.
It used to be just about every day, but now maybe one a week, which we just got our weekly one right now. So, yeah, and then we also didn't take over everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking care of the station there or the multiple stations and their equipment and all that. And so I feel like if they were to ask for more money, they might say, okay, but I want you to do this. And I really don't want to be responsible for their equipment.
Sure, sure.
So I think for now, I feel very comfortable committing to 3 years at the $12,000 a year. I think we'll come out ahead on that for sure.
And this is medical only, right? That's what they're for. Because we respond to fires out there anyway.
Yeah, fires and traffic collisions, we're gonna cover that area anyways. So it's just the medicals that we're taking over now.
And getting paid for.
Yes, correct.
Now Shasta Vista is that way. It's not the property behind our current fire and police station, is it?
No. It's everything from Highway 97 to Juniper Valley Drive, I think, or Juniper Drive. Not Juniper Valley. Juniper Valley might be up here, but Juniper Drive, which is off of A-12. So everything in between there is what we cover, both sides of the road.
Okay. Well, I can tell you they appreciate that we're doing the work. That's amazing. We're there for them.
Yeah, they wrote me a letter, and I think they gave us a bonus check, a thank you check.
Wow.
I don't know where those funds came from, but it was about $1,000.
Wow,
so they had some extra funds, and we were thankful that we were helping them out.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other questions? You want to go to police?
I do about fire. Just a comment. You'll notice the second paragraph about the Dodge Cummins. The fire department thought that thing was dead, and or a considerable amount of money to repair it. And our own officer Erickson was able to fix it, and it's not as good as new, but it's good now. So thanks, Mike.
And you save $8,000 and doing it in-house, sort of in-house.
Yeah, we got some bad information from the mechanic that they'd been taken to. I think we're looking for another mechanic.
Yeah, we are. Diesel mechanic.
Anything else? Okay. Now, police department.
This is more of a comment that I'm glad we have a police department that is well trained and knows what they're doing, because I would like to think that there's no crime, but that's just not true. That is just not true. And I'm glad that you're helping us with facing up to people who terrible things like child molestation and domestic violence. I'm glad you're here to take care of that. I'm glad you're here to, hopefully the word is out that criminals who are coming up I-5 or coming up to 97, they may think that we're a rural community, that they can just stay under the radar, but I'm glad you're not letting them, so thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Do you have a comment also?
Yeah.
I like that this has an annual recap. And on the annual recap, total calls for service were 2,315. That's, no matter what kind of a fallout it is, it's still going out.
Seven a day, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't do the math. I like having a recap, that's great. Busy, lots to do.
And I have a comment about this too. More money saving, the police department is moving fully into the fire, well, it used to be their common fire police department. And these guys have stepped up. They've done pretty much all the work on the remodeling inside themselves, and they've saved us a lot of money doing that. They've done a great job, and we appreciate that.
Well, along those lines, our fire department was able to get a complete, really nice, brand-new office furniture for free. They found another department somewhere in the state that had excess. I don't know what their board is telling them about. but both our fire department and our police department have been very creative about finding office equipment and office supplies as inexpensively as they can. The fire department got complete free. The police department remembered that there was some furniture that moved out of this building and they're using that. They brought that back for their use and has done a lot of work themselves. So thank you very much to both departments for being creative and, you know, providing good equipment and a good professional atmosphere for everybody who works there. Thank you.
Okay, now we will move on to our, we need a motion to approve the consent.
I'll make a motion.
Well, wait a minute, we haven't talked about water and sewer yet.
That's just to say, you don't have any involvement in that.
These are consent, so you have to mention if you want to make, if you have questions.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about the.
Okay.
In the sewer department, I noticed that there's at least one house that's being rebuilt. There was a request to rehook up the sewer. So slowly but surely, I think, you know, homes are being constructed. It's very slow, but still it's happening. So that's good. And the other thing that struck me in the water department, there were 78 shut-off notices hung on doors, seven of which were turned off, and of those, three were turned back on. So, I wish everyone would pay their bills on time. Because it takes time for our personnel to go around. First of all, the office staff has to figure out who hasn't paid, and then the public works people have to go around individual to each house, and it strikes me as a waste of our personnel time, but we have to if people aren't paying their bills. So thanks to them. Thanks to the water department for staying, and the office personnel for staying on top of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, done now.
I was going to say, and it obviously works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I move that we approve the consent.
Yeah.
Or did you already do that?
You can second it.
I tried to cut you off.
Okay, so Norm, give Director McIntosh that he moved.
I make a motion, we accept the consent calendar as is.
And I second that motion.
I want to say it's amended because she did change the minutes. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So you second? Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. We'll now move on to our discussion reports, action items. The first one is Public Works trailer lease. And I'm going to turn it over to our acting general manager, because I'm wearing two hats today.
Okay, so we've talked about this trailer. Everybody kind of knows about the office trailer. We have an office trailer in the yard that was put in there in 2015, August of 2015. There was discussion at the time about, so there was a small office that was inappropriate for them, moldy, just not a good situation. So there was discussion about whether to build a building, a new building for them, or to put a trailer in, like an office trailer. Decision was made to put in an office trailer. When we signed the lease, it was for a 5-year term, and the rate was $293 a month. That includes taxes and fees. That expired on July 31st, 2020. When it expired, they raised the rate, as was their right, to what they call the prevailing rate. They raised it 44% on that day to $423 per month. Since then, each year, since 2020, they've raised the rates each year to where it's now $593 per month. And they've offered us a 3-year lease to continue it at that price, $593. So that's an increase of 102% over the original lease payment. The trailer's 9 years old. It's deteriorating. There's been roof leak problems. A trailer is not an asset. It's an expense. And you know, that's kind of how you have to view it. We spent $33,000 on that thing since we've had it total. There's a lot of things that a sewer facility for workers should have. A couple of them are showers and clothes washing facilities. Those are not necessarily required legally, but they're best practices. They get into situations where they're dealing with spills and they're climbing down into holes constantly. That's what they do. And I believe that we need to come up with a better solution for them. Since the increase has been 102%, you know, it's a huge increase. My recommendation is that we give William Scotsman 30 days notice, as is required by the lease, and have them come and remove the trailer. And then we need to come up with an alternate solution. We have some temporary quarters to give them in the time between our decision what to do and when it's built. So anyway, I recommend that we explore options to provide a more suitable facility for the Public Works Department.
Thank you. Okay, any technical questions by the board?
We had some plans gone through CHR, I guess, the build a new building. I don't know what the status is on that anymore since the old GM left.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that, Norm. I haven't had an opportunity to look at that. I think that there were some, I don't know how far it got along. I don't know if there were actual plans that were put together. I haven't seen them yet, but that's, you know, that's part of the whole process.
Yeah. There are some plans. I don't know how detailed they are, but there are plans, and I imagine that's one of the things we would explore options. That's one of the things we would look at. Mm-hmm. You know, how far along are these plans? Do they have to be redesigned, re-engineered, and even after that, how much would it cost us? That's one set of options.
Right.
And then another set of options I would imagine is asking William Scotsman, if you brought up a brand new one, how much would that cost us? I mean, we may not like that option, but it is an option.
Right.
I personally don't like that option, but so I assume we would look at that too. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we're in the technical phase.
Yeah, we're in the technical questions.
Okay.
And I was going to say, in the file, you're welcome to look at it. We do have the official drawings and the engineering drawings. But I think when they went, I don't know if they actually went out to bid or that's where I think it ground to a halt, because it was kind of expensive, I think, to do what we thought we wanted to do. So, but I haven't seen any bids.
Yeah, I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't looked at that file. I think that, I don't know what kind of building it was, you know. You can, I mean, the building, the shop space down there now is a metal building. You know, you could explore that possibility, like the fire department. You know, some cheaper options that are still suitable. There's just a lot of work, but now what they're charging is nearly $600 a month for that thing. And like I say, it's deteriorating. We don't feel like it's a suitable situation for them at this point.
So one shop, and two, would you like with this?
I think we do have some, I think we do have some options with our other buildings, like where the police have extra space.
Temporary, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, it's reasonable for us to consider given the 30-day notice. Okay, I'm gonna turn it over to
Carla. Has a question.
I have a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tap on your shoulders. Never been to the yard, walked by it 100 times, always thought, what if I walk up there and start looking around a little bit to see what's there? Yeah, I'd like maybe have a tour. Robert promised me a tour of some places, but that never happened. But, so there's a building that has all of our equipment in it. And then separately is this William Scott's trailer that is an office. And office and showers.
There's no showers.
Or no showers at all?
No, no.
Okay.
No, there are no showers.
So that's what's to be replaced, is that?
Yes.
That building, the office building.
The trailer, yeah.
So a metal building and trailer, totally two different things.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, the metal building, big metal building, like you said.
It's kind of like fire department.
That's where all the repair inventory is and the Bobcat's in there and yeah, so.
All right, just checking. Thanks.
Okay, all the technical questions answered. Anyone from the audience like to address this issue? Questions?
I don't see any blue cards.
No blue cards. Okay, we're gonna move along then. I'll bring it back to the board. Any further discussion? Motion?
I make a motion that we give William Stockton 30 days written notice as required by the lease agreement to remove the trailer. It's gonna include an adjective, so I don't know.
Need a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Questions? I've been working on this for quite a while, and unfortunately, we should have gotten, we've been trying to deal with this trailer for a long time, so I'd like to see some progress moving forward to get into a building that's actually ours and hopefully something that's better for our public works guys. So, okay. I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have board committees and assignments. We have three committees, and actually the president's purview to appoint people, and hopefully they will be willing to sit on the committees. One of our most important committees is our budget committee, and Carla and I have been on that committee, and I'd like to see if now Paula and Norm would be interested in doing that. I know you did that in the past, Norm.
I wouldn't mind if you wanted me.
Well, I promise that we won't fight.
No.
Norm and I work well together. I'd be happy to serve on the committee.
Okay.
And happy to serve with Norm on the committee as well.
Good, good. We'll have all the department heads. They'll be coordinating meetings probably in another 2 or 3 months and getting your input as well. So the next one is going to be our policy committee, and that's something that's been kind of I don't want to say pushed aside, but unfortunately it hasn't been dealt with, and we need to kind of get more of it going. And I think, Carla, you'd be an excellent person on that committee. Rick?
Okay. What is the charge of, what would be the
To update our policies. Update the policies.
CSD policies?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to see us get the input from CSDA, and as well as, I know our job descriptions are outdated. You know, I know there's new legal requirements, but there must be something that's passed down to say, okay, these are the new legal requirements, and then we incorporate them into our policies. So hopefully, by the time you come to the board, you'll have those updated policies, and we'll not have to go spend a lot of time at the board meeting going through the changes, but we would just be approving those changes. Okay? So I look forward to seeing that. Lastly, our last assignment would be our interview committee, and we're looking for an interview committee. And again, I think at this time, the board is going to be looking for just community involvement, and so I'll be working on that and come forward with that committee. But
they would be interviewing what?
Oh, for the GM position. Yeah. We want to get some independent minds and input on that. So I'll be letting you know on that as soon as I'm able to talk to various community members and who that committee will be. But at this time, no board members will be on that committee. So,
Question. The policy committee consists of whom?
You and I.
Other than myself. Oh, when you pointed it, right?
And Rick.
Okay, you were pointing
it. I raised my hand.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
No problem. All right. Okay, and I don't think we need any kind of motion on that, right? Then we just make that appointment. Okay. So we'll move on to the review of the 23-24 goals, and appreciate the submission in our packet of the previous goals, which I have to say, I went through and actually checked them off, and it looked like most of them had been accomplished, so that was nice.
Really?
So now we have new goals by our acting general manager. Rick, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. So I came up with a list of things that, again, sitting in that seat has been kind of eye-opening. Every time I turn over a rock, I find something new. So I'll just read through the goals that I came up with. Number one, we recently received the draft water rate study, and it's a draft. It's a not ready for prime time document. We have to get to that point, get to prime time status in preparation for the 218 process, where we go through hearings and whatnot. The first step in that process is facilitating a workshop for the board of directors to consider the draft water rate study provided by SHN Consulting Engineers. So this list is kind of prioritized. Right. I put them in order of what I think the priority should be. So that's the first one. That's number one on our list that we have to get done. And then agenda item number five, where we're going to discuss that, about right. Setting that right. up. Number two is to develop a new LSPOA contract regarding division of the administration building costs, office supply costs, and office equipment costs. So the contract that covered that was also the contract that covered the accounting services, the financial services that we provided to the POA. So since that part is now, we have to come up with something new, with a new document that says how those costs are divided. That's something we have to do quickly. Number three, review utility-wide regulatory compliance. You know, we are a water and sewer utility, and we are heavily regulated. And we need to go step by step through, you know, all of things that are required of us by the state, and they are many. There are many, many requirements that needs a review. It needs a thorough review. Number four, I've got a frog in my throat. I apologize. Review personnel training requirements and compliance with these requirements. Again, as a water and sewer utility, there are a lot of, for example, confined space training. These guys are climbing down into holes, and I found a class, it was a free class, as a matter of fact, it was in Montague, that some confined space training certification, so all the entire crew attended that last Thursday, so that's one of them that we got out of the way. These things are not one and done. You gotta refresh. Each year you gotta redo it. And there's a lot of those types of things that are required that we haven't done. And we need to review those and make sure that, you know, we've done some, we haven't done others. We need to make sure that we're fully in compliance with the state. These are the types of things that you can skate by until something happens. And then when something bad happens and you haven't done the things you're supposed to do, it's a problem. And we just need to make sure that we're doing the right thing. Number five is develop a 5-year capital improvement program based on the findings of the 2018 sewer system engineering report and the 2023 water system engineering report, preliminary engineering report. So that obviously 2018, we've had that thing for a while. We have, there's a lot of stuff on it, a lot of expensive stuff. What's been prioritized are the pump stations. Out of 20 pump stations, out of 20, I'm an electrical guy, so I say substations. Yeah. Out of 20 pump stations, we've done, I think, 17 where we've redone the electrical system. Most of them, we've relined the sumps. We've made them, one of the findings was that we weren't even able to hook up a temporary generator to one of them if we lost power to one of them. So most of them have been upgraded to that. That's where we've been spending our money. There's a lot of other stuff on that. We need to prioritize how we go about it, how we're gonna fund it. The water system engineering report, we just got that, the preliminary report. There's a lot on that. It's a big number. There's a lot of things that need to be done. So we need to go through that, prioritize, and develop a plan to follow through with the things that are in that report. So number six is to secure funding for those projects. We had hoped that a lot of this stuff was gonna be funded by grant money. The reality is the state of California is I think the last number I saw, $39 billion shortfall, and they have shut off all of the grant money except for, they categorize A, B, C, and D. And A is unsafe water. And basically, those are the only things that they're funding with grants right now, is if it's actually unsafe to drink. None of our, you know, our water is safe. None of our projects are related to quality of water. So we need to find other ways to fund these projects. And they are big numbers. Number seven is to develop and implement a plan for appropriate public works department office space and crew quarters. And that kind of went along with the trailer and what we need to do going forward. So that's my list.
Okay. So technical questions, comments?
Well, I think people need to know that what we have in reserves for the water department is maybe somewhere between $700,000 and $800,000 in reserves from the water department right now. And yet, the projects that need to be done is almost $6 million worth. In the sewer department, we have somewhere a little over $300,000 in reserves. And depending on how much we can take off, the original estimate was that we needed to spend $2 million for that. So if we've done $500,000, that's still $1.5 million worth of projects we need to do in the sewer when we only have $250,000 in reserves, just to give people perspective of what we're talking about. As I understand it, the good news is there are some possibilities for a combination of grant loans some of those loans might be extremely low interest rates for an extremely long period of time, 30 or 40 year loans. But that means we have to do all the work to secure them. And we have to do that if we want to make this place viable on into the future from today. So that's what I wanted to add on, you know, capital improvements.
Do you want to change anything on the goals per se?
No, not yet. I just want to emphasize, you know, developing the 5-year, it has to be a 5-year plan because we're talking about so much money. And prioritizing what capital improvements need to be done first and second, it's also very important. So I want to emphasize how important those two are. I do want us to think about, should we add a goal that addresses, we've got to get behind all the issues that have come up from our brand new software system out of Utah. That we're fixing things up every month, and we've got to get to the end of that. I'm not quite sure how to write that goal, but somehow we need to get together with that company and say this is not satisfactory. So we've got to make sure that new accounting software package runs smoothly, runs correctly just about every time.
So it's not complete until we can get through, payroll after payroll after payroll. So it's just not complete. So something as simple as complete the Cassell project?
Yeah. But that's very important. It's burning through a lot of personnel time. And we've had to make announcements to at least 3 people about their billing, and you know, we just don't want that to continue. So I think that.
So we'll add that complete Cassell.
Yeah.
So I had a comment. It's a technical thing based on what you're talking about, the water system financing. So a capital improvement, a 5-year capital improvement project, that's a requirement to get loans.
Sure.
These things are required for you to get money to do these things. Those are requirements, and when we go through the rate study process, you know, we're going to be able to flesh out, and there will be hearings, and there's a lot of information about that we'll be sharing with the public as we go forward.
And isn't it also the case that in order to secure grant or grant loans, we have to show as a community that we have income that can handle those kinds of loan repayments.
Yes. Sure.
So we can't just say, well, you know, we're going to reduce or we're going to keep fees the same because we won't get the loans to do the improvements.
No, and it's actually pretty simple. There's a matrix based on what your median home income is, mm-hmm. and they tell you how much you should be charging for water in order to qualify for loans based on the income level of your community. I mean, they tell you this is what you need to be charging, or we're not going to give you money because we don't think you're going to be able to pay it back. So, you know, it's
that's going to come up in the
it
rate
will.
Study discussion.
Yes,
for
yes.
Sure.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Norm, did you have any questions?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Paul?
And then I would ask our police and fire, are there some big items we ought to include on our overall goals for this year? Is there anything? You know, we've talked about personnel training and compliance. We're still looking forward to that new engine, I know. But
yeah, it's not much I can do on that one.
Well, no. But I'm just wondering if there's some goals that you think ought to be on our overall board goal package.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I can think of right now.
Can you put something together? Can you put something together for the next meeting?
Yeah, definitely can.
Okay. So just so you know, there were 3 goals from last year for the fire department: review staffing needs, complete the new apparatus bay, and monitor and give updates on the new fire engine, which is currently on order. So that's an easy one. That's kind of the one that was obviously you completed that. You've been giving us updates, but like you said, can't really do much. For the police department, it was obtain replacement PD vehicle, which we did, evaluate the needs for flooring, well, we did that, We not only evaluated it, we did it, yeah, we replaced it, and they continue assessment and implementation of trainee. So I think that's kind of an ongoing, so if you can think of anything else, like I said, that you want to put on for next year, I think, my biggest thing from reading your goals, Rick, there's a couple that I think need a little tweaking because they're getting into objectives versus goals. So I think, and I like the way we separated out the various departments last year, that might be a little easier to follow because I think some of the goals, you know, we talk about securing funding for a prioritized capital improvement program, but we don't say if that's sewer or water. So I think we need to be specific about that.
Well, it says based on the findings of the sewer system engineering report and the water system.
On number six?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
On number six.
That's, okay.
So, you know, again,
if it's under a heading of public works, then you'll know it's for those things.
Yeah. Let me just go through my whole list. So the number one, I think the number one goal should be complete the water rate study per Proposition 218 process, period. The other is just an objective of how we would go about doing that. Okay? Number two is fine. Number three is fine. Go down to five. And you use the word prioritize. When you say develop a five-year program based on the findings, I think we could just say, yes, I know we need to develop a five-year capital improvement program. I think for the, you know, based on the findings of the sewer, but I think it needs to stop right there at the end of the engineering report. And then make another item that says prioritize or develop a five-year program for the water. So separate those two. Right?
You have that written down?
Well, you have it right on number five. Okay. It's just that you say and.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just saying make it two separate goals. Because that's a pretty hefty goal, to do both in one goal. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then it would make sense, like I said, to number six, to separate out water and sewer. On the and again, I like what you say about prioritizing because that's a huge thing to me right now. Looking at, as you mentioned, how much money. Obviously, we have to prioritize. We can't do $6 million right away. We have to prioritize and decide what's the most important project for us to do first and second and on down the road. And then lastly, it seems like we should say something about applying for grants. Like we always do for sewer, water, fire, police, as appropriate.
Okay.
As a goal. Because we don't want to miss out on any of those opportunities.
You don't think secure fund, that's covered under secure funding for the water and sewer?
I think it should be separate as grants, per se, as a separate goal, just to make sure we have that route.
Okay, that's fine. When I think of funding, I think grants.
Securing
grants
funding,
and,
yeah.
And
is, I mean, grants aren't ongoing, so... To me, securing funding is ongoing funding. Grants are one-time monies.
Okay.
But I know we have certain ones Stephen and will apply for on an ongoing basis just to make sure we stay on top of that. Okay.
I thought of what ours are if you want them now. Or I can give them to you next month in a report if you'd rather that. That's easier.
It's up to her.
Go ahead.
So my focus is going to be to address the new NFPA regulations for cancer mitigation. I talked to you guys about that they're requiring extractors to clean our gear. Those are now required, so we need to get an extractor. We actually are wiring, getting ready for one.
Okay.
I am going to apply for a grant. It opens on the 29th for one of those, and then they also have exhaust removal systems since the guys live in the same building that the engines fire up in. So they have systems that hook up to the exhaust pipes of the engines and it pulls all those exhausts out and takes them outside instead of being in that engine bay.
Sure.
I got a quote on that. It was about $60,000 for the whole system. So we're going to apply for a grant for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then an air fill station, which fills our SCBAs. Which we're one of the only departments in the county that doesn't have our own. So we have to take all our bottles to Weed City and have them fill them for us.
So it sounds like we need to look at improvements for the new building in regards to our sleepers.
Yeah, or you could just say cancer mitigation, because that's what NFPA is calling it.
Okay. Lots of goals, lots of things going on in our district, that's for sure. That will be coming back to us next month, so we will have no action today. We'll move on to number 5, which is our rate study workshop. And this again goes back to setting up a meeting to talk about the rate study from SHN.
Okay, so the district, in cooperation with SHN Consulting Engineers, is in the process of developing a capital improvement plan to address deficiencies in the water system. An important piece of this plan is considering the financing of the construction projects identified in the plan. SHN has developed a draft water rate study that proposes a range of rate options designed to ensure the district's ability to operate the water system and to facilitate the financing required to remedy the deficiencies identified in the capital improvement plan. Note that the study, as I said before, is a draft and not a final product. So the next step in the process is to schedule a workshop for the board of directors to consider the options and make any necessary changes to the draft. I recommend that the board direct staff to schedule a workshop with SHN. This workshop will be a public special meeting.
Okay. Technical questions?
As I understand it, we don't know if SHN will insist on charging us for coming and conducting this workshop or not.
So what I'm insisting is that this is part of the rate study. This
is part of what we paid for. We've already paid them for.
Yeah, I have not had that discussion with Anders yet. I haven't been able to chat with them yet.
Do we need, as a board, to approve paying for it if they, you know, if you can't get them to agree to this free or prepaid service?
I can't imagine that it will.
Is it just assumed when we make the motion that we'll...
I can't imagine it'll be that much. Yeah. I think the authority is, what, 25,000? Yeah. So probably I don't think it requires board.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, I'll argue with them.
Okay.
You know? They're gonna have to come and go over it with us. That's just, you know, they wrote it. And like I say, I'll argue that, you know, you've been paid for this rate study. I don't believe they're gonna charge us for it.
Okay, that's my technical question.
Okay. Any others?
No.
Anyone from the audience?
No blue cards.
No blue cards. So, okay. So I'll entertain a motion. Do you have any idea of the schedule, like how soon you're going to want to do this?
I think that we need to get with it. I don't know.
Like between our next meeting or sometime in February? Is it really up to SHN's schedule?
It probably. So that's what my intent was, to find out what their schedule is, find out when they can do it. With you guys or with us to find out, you know, and because we can do that outside of a meeting, you know, figure out when we're going to have, when everybody's available.
Sure. Okay.
I'll pin down some
dates. Does anybody have any weeks that they would be gone between now and?
Yeah, first full week of February, I'll be gone.
Okay. So I'll get some dates from them, and I should have done it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I'll get with them and get some dates.
You know, we should, all five of us should be informing our staff of our scheduled travel we've already scheduled. I need to do that.
Sure.
All of us should be doing that.
Yeah. I'll be gone the last 11 days in April and the first 10 days in May.
So it would be helpful is if everybody gave that information to Jen.
Yes.
And so we can look at that and then have that information available when we contact SHN and find out when they're available. I think they're pretty flexible.
Yeah. Okay. So do we need a motion for this or not? I don't think so.
It's just direction.
Giving you direction. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that concludes.
So the direction is we are going to have that meeting set up.
Yeah.
Yes. Gretchen's to schedule.
Before you close things out, would somebody, maybe Paul will be the one, to talk about the water rate study as it related to the sewer rate study, and or we had to make some increases in the sewer rate needed. It's the same procedure that we had to go through before. It could remind people that this is something we've been through as a district before. It consisted of, you're so good at explaining these things, a public hearing, talking about the fact that the rates will be going up. I mean, this is down the road still, but it is just nice for people to kind of understand we've been through this before with the sewer rates. And so, go ahead.
Yeah, the process is to have a rate study done, which basically the rate study says we need to make this much capital improvements and it will cost us X. We already received this amount of money. How much then would we need every year for the next like 5 years in order to pay for all these improvements? Water rate studies traditionally have assumed that we don't get grants, that we're going to have to get loans for that. So, you know, paying back the loan is part of the cost as well. We would give 45-day notice to the public that we're going to have a meeting, and in the 45 days, people can come in and look at the rate study, look at the potential proposal. And then we have an open, I'm struggling for the exact term.
Public hearing.
A public hearing, thank you, that's it. Then you have a public hearing, and the board takes testimony from the public, as well as have testimony from people who have written in. And then the board, in discussion with usually the engineering firm, decides on what the future rates will be that we'll be charging the general public for the various unimproved lots or improved lots, et cetera. We'll improve the rate, an increase in funds, and that will go into effect X days after that.
Nice to be refreshed on that.
Yeah. And it's a long process. And we actually, I think, have to notify the public, and they have an opportunity to protest or provide comments.
Yeah, that's the 45-day notification period. People can write in.
Yeah.
And we're talking about water. Water rates here haven't gone up in umpteen years, but I could never say what they are, how many years that was.
It's 22 years.
Okay.
They haven't.
I think it was 2003 was the last.
So that'd be 21 years.
Yeah, 2003 I think was the last water rate increase.
So it's helpful when the public starts to learn, the water rates are going to go up. Well, somebody can say, hey, I was at a meeting and I was told the water rates haven't gone up in 21 years.
Yeah, so
it's helpful for people to hear that.
So the average water bill in the state of California is $77 a month. Our last bill, the average was $85 for a quarter.
Yeah. So less than $30 a month, whereas average in the state is $77.
Yes. Yes.
$77.
All you have to do is look at the audited financial reports and go to the really most important part is the net change in position and look at the water. Our water system is negative every year. We're spending more money than we're taking in on the water system every year. That's been going on for a long time.
Do they separate out, however, treated water systems versus untreated? Because obviously we don't go through the process of a lot of others. So are we really comparing the same?
That's a fair question.
Yeah, because I know where my daughter lives, I mean, obviously it's Nebraska, the only other place I've ever known that doesn't treat their water. And I have the same conversation with their city manager who said, you know, people complain about the water rates, but you know, our rates are really low, you know, but we don't treat the water.
Well. So, systems with well water, like we have, typically aren't treating their water. Systems that use surface water treat their water. You know, when they're pulling out of a river, you got to treat it. And so, you know, that's a fair question.
Yeah. Well, just a few years ago, on Shasta City, for instance, had to start treating their water because they were having problems, you know, E. coli. I mean, not good.
That was a temporary until it got fixed, was it?
No.
Am I wrong? It's permanent now? Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I know they were required by the state to start treating it. I had never heard that they went back.
And there's differences between, you know, where I grew up, they pulled their water out of the Cowlitz River. And there was a giant water treatment plant. I mean, it was a process. They're dragging it out of the river. So, you know, I don't know. It's probably, it may be possible to break down, you know, systems that are using well water and what their rates are comparatively. But the fact remains, you know, 2003, there's been substantial inflation in that period of time.
And I'd still like to get it answered, if we could, about the whether we can adjust our connection fees.
So,
before this whole process?
Yes.
Okay.
We can, and that's covered.
Okay.
I've already got the number. And we can do that by ordinance.
Okay. Be good to put on our...
So the next meeting should be, there should be an ordinance.
Perfect. Okay. There's no other questions.
Because, so Carol, I think it's important to talk about that question. So what we're doing now is subsidizing development. We don't charge for a water connection. We don't charge what it costs us to make a connection. And we don't charge anywhere near what it costs us to make the connection. So essentially, we are subsidizing development. And you know, it's, I think it's most of our philosophy that the ratepayer should not subsidize development. Development should take care of itself. We're nowhere near. We're probably, the number I came up with is we're charging about, well, I'll say it, we're charging $269 or thereabouts. $700 with the buy-in fee. And the actual cost of installing it is, the whole thing should be around $1,500. It's kind of old, but, anyhow.
Okay. Another discussion we'll have next meeting, but again, do you want to kick off staff comments?
Sure. So a couple of things that I've done the last few days. We got our engagement letter from Larry Bain, the auditor, and they estimate that they'll be here April 8th to begin the audit. Like I said earlier, we received the draft water preliminary engineering report with the projects that we're looking at, and I've been going over that and, you know, with a fine-tooth comb, just working my way through it. This morning, Rodney and I met with Verizon for a potential cell site on Juniper Peak. We have a sizable plot, that water tower, that's a big lot. We've got a really big lot. And the previous general manager entered into conversations with them. So they sent their crew out today to look at and what it was going to take and answer any questions that we had. With these things, there's always community engagement coming, and they're familiar with that. And I said, you guys, you know, if we do this, if we go through this, you know, what's, you know, the process, there's hearings, and there's all kinds of things that they go through, and they handle all that. So, you know, it's a revenue opportunity for the district, you know, and we need revenue opportunities. And so the spot that it is, it's pretty unobtrusive. The tower would be a tree type, those type.
Big trees, yeah.
And Juniper Peak is?
This the northernmost over here, yeah.
Will this be on next month's agenda?
So the first part, yes. Okay. Yes, it will be. He's supposed to be, I was hoping he'd have me a lease agreement to look at today, so I could at least talk about it a little bit. I don't have it, so we'll get that. We'll see how much they're actually going to pay us. and whether it's worth it. But there's a big process. I mean, they have to go through the county. There's process they go through with the county. And we told them they'll have to talk to the POA. You know, there's a construction project. So, you know, we brought an email with them this morning on that. And I just got an email that, well, I had a phone call last week that I've been appointed to the Sigma committee.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, for municipal, so.
What's that?
That's the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah, the basin.
Been ongoing?
Yes, yeah.
Attended lots of meetings before.
Yeah, when they first fired up, I attended some meetings, and then the previous general manager was on, he was the municipal representative. They have one municipal spot. They break it up, you know, they have agriculture, they have tribes, they have municipal, and so there's a municipal spot, so I applied for it, and just found out that. That's all I have.
Have any comments? Yep.
I'd like for my Verizon to work again. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things that we talked about is, and not just personal, but for public safety. You know, our cell service out here is really bad. And, you know, that's a big thing. The public safety aspect of it, and they emphasize that.
So what they're looking at is a 5G.
There will be 5G on this, yes.
Okay. Jenny?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. All right, we'll start with the board. Norm?
It's seen at the fire department and the police. I've got 90% or more of all their work done getting the buildings to look nice and everything. It would be nice to have an open house sometime later in February where the community could come and see where we have taken the police and fire department. Because for a long time, we couldn't even get the fire engine in the building.
Yep, I think that's kind of on the radar, right? Maybe that could go on our goals.
February?
Well, I'm just saying that open house, not a date, just as a goal.
Maybe further in the spring.
Is it Will DeBoer?
It's in our monthly report that we wanted to do an open house in February.
Yeah.
There you go. We're a step ahead of it.
Oh, wait.
Okay, you guys work it out. We do need some time to notify people. So
we can push it back again if we have to, I guess.
Let's get a date nailed down when Will gets back and so we can let people know. Okay. Paula?
Nope.
What did I say? Carla?
I'm usually the one that has nothing to say, but we just saw the movie Boys in the Boats playing in Mount Shasta. Oh, what a movie. I mean, I'm sure the book is even 10 times better and more informative, but if you get a chance to see it before, I bet it's going to finish before too long. It's been going since before Christmas. And it is such a worthwhile, fantastic movie. So, wanted to share that. Please don't miss it. You'll be so rewarded.
Is that about Crew?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have an illustrious a member of the Crew community on our board of directors.
Same university.
Yes, yeah. The whole nine yards, yeah.
A pioneer.
Yes.
I wasn't going to say anything. Yeah. I didn't want to. So now that we opened up that door, well, you could tell us more.
I and a friend coached the University of Washington Women's Crew for 3 years, fall of 72 through summer of 75. And in the middle of that is when Title IX went into effect at UW. And so we were one of the women's sports that moved from intramurals into the intercollegiate. And there are lots of stories of how we were received or not well received by the men in Conover and Shell House. But I'll tell you, in today's world, it's fabulous. Today is fabulous. And of course, and I knew George Pocock. And it's kind of weird to see someone you knew being portrayed in a movie.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
So, of course, I'm prejudiced about how good that is.
Well, everybody that we know that knows about the movie knows a little bit about me now, so hope you're okay with that.
Too bad.
Yeah, I know, it might be embarrassing, huh?
Hey, I love telling people, hey, do you know who I know?
Yeah, do you know who I know?
Yeah.
I've said enough.
Okay, I was going to say, I was fortunate enough to take the celebrity movie on Christmas Day. It was a great Christmas Day movie. But my husband's best friend, his uncle, was the coach for UC Berkeley in that movie. I don't know if I mentioned that to you. And when I read the book and I said, the last name is Ebright, it's not a very common name. And I said, is this any relation to, was his uncle. So, small world. A great movie. George Clooney did a great job.
Oh, what a wonderful movie.
Much more fun than talking about water and sewer, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that concludes our meeting for today. Thank you all again for coming. And we will be meeting again next month at third Wednesday of the month. And I believe that is, February 21st at 1 o'clock here in this building. So, we are adjourned.